Thunder Base Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Good evening, everybody. It's Friday, April the 17th, and you're listening to Glamrocks here on CILU. Matt Prokopchak here with you for the next just under an hour. 60 minutes of good time rock and roll coming at you right from my home studio here once again on LU Radio. So great to have you along for the ride, as always. Of course, still part of Hair-Raising Fridays every week here on CILU. A little bit of Kicks to start us off tonight, back from 1991's Hotwire. That was the Heebie-Jeebie Crush, and that was the album, kind of the last studio record for Kicks for a few years. They would release another album in 95 called Show Business, but that more or less brought the original run of Kicks to a close. They would reform 10, 15 years later or so, and are still touring today. They've got one album, a new studio album out, or a recent studio album out these days as well. So great to see Steve Whiteman and the gang still rocking and rolling as always. All right, coming up on tonight's show, we're going to play some music from Mott the Hoople. We're going to go back to their classic days and spin something from Ian Hunter and Company. We are going to have some music as well from Cheap Trick. We're going to see what they were doing around the turn of the millennium, around the year 2000 or so, when they put out kind of a cool album called Special One. It's kind of one of the forgotten, I think, studio records in the Cheap Trick discography, but we'll pull out a cool song for you from that record. And we're going to play some music as well from Tinted Windows as well. Nice power pop, super group that put out a really, really good album, just a one-shot, a little over 10 years ago. We're going to talk about one of the musicians as well in that group, one of the musicians that made up that super group, who passed away recently, actually, due to COVID-19. So we'll get into that a little bit as well. So all of that and much more coming up tonight. Of course, questions, comments, song requests, you can always shoot me an email at glamrocks@luradio.ca. That's glam, R-O-X-X. @luradio.ca. Well, David Bowie, of course, is a name that is pretty much synonymous with the British 70s glam rock movement. Of course, Bowie, somewhat often described as a musical chameleon, and he has worn many, many hats and, other types of wardrobe over the years as well. And his musical stylings have basically changed just as much. But if you go back to the original British glam rock scene in the 1970s, Bowie was absolutely front and center in that. And one of the albums that he put out that really established himself not only as a hit maker but also as part of that scene was the Hunky Dory record, and driven by this single, Changes. And here it is on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM. Waiting for, and my time was running wild, a million dead end streets. And every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. But I've never caught a glimpse how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test. Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes. Don't wanna be a richer man. Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes. It's gonna have to be a different man. Time may change me, but I can't trace time. Ripples change the size, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultation. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
tell it to blow up on all of it. Change it.
Turn and face the strain.
Change it. Where's your shame? You've left us up to our necks and in. Time may change me. You can't twist time. Strange fascination fascinating me. Our changes are taking the pace I'm going through. Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes. Ooh, look out, you rock and roll.
Changes.
Pretty soon now you're gonna get older. Time may change me, but I can't trace time. I said that time may change me, but I can't trace
goes down. My heart is on fire. I'm a young gun fool. I don't try.
Some music there from Canadian pop metal singer-songwriter Paul Lane here on Glam Rocks. We're going to take a real trip back, though, with this next song off of their 1974 album, The Hoople. Here is Ian Hunter and Mott the Hoople with a classic tune, The Golden Age of Rock and Roll, here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Golden Age of Rock and Roll.
Screaming for the flames at the window. Gene for the genius.
Thunderbase Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Some music there from Gilby Clark and Kill for Thrills there. That was Rockets off of 1990s Dynamite from Nightmareland, their first and I believe only full-length record. They had an EP out called Commercial Suicide that came out about a year or two prior to that one. But the full-length there, Dynamite from Nightmareland, contained that track there. And while not really a hit-making record in the sense that, they didn't really break through into, popular consciousness in the early 90s rock scene, it did get the band, or got Gilby Clark, I should say, noticed by Axl Rose, who would very quickly scoop him up to replace Izzy Stradlin in Guns N' Roses in the early 1990s. We also heard Mott the Hoople in there with The Golden Age of Rock and Roll, a great, great song by Ian Hunter and company, I think one of his best. We also heard Paul Lane in that set with We Are the Young, Robin Black, Suburban Sci-Fi, and David Bowie with Changes. You're listening to Glam Rocks here on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchak here with you, of course, as always, part of Hair Raising Fridays every week here on CILU. And great to have you along for the ride, of course, as always. Glam Rocks, once again, coming from my home studio here as we continue to make our way through this social distancing, this sort of this lockdown type of situation that we find ourselves in here. But obviously better safe than sorry for those of us that can stay home. Obviously, just try and flatten the curve, so to speak, and see if we can get through this here. Obviously, everybody stay safe and stay well. Keep it locked here to LU Radio. We got plenty of more music coming up your way. Another half of the show to go. We're going to kick things off in our second half with some music from Jim Gillette. And if that name sounds familiar at all to you, it would be likely because he was the lead singer of one of the more extreme glam metal bands of the late 1980s. But before Nitro came together, Jim Gillette put out some solo tracks, solo record. And we're going to spin some music off of that for you coming up right after this.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
six-string Madonna in the high school halls. She's got them gathered boys climbing the walls. Red leather jacket and a rosary beads. Act of contrition for her dirty deeds. Emancipation at a quarter to four. Pulling on a sucker from the candy store. Jenny Jett never misses church on Sunday. But Saturday night belongs to rock and roll. She's got a week's worth of messing up that starts on Monday. So Jenny Jett lets it ride and life's alright. On Saturday night, Jenny starts craving that electric fix. Eardrum pleated for her teenage kicks. She'll break some harps and some guitar strings, laying down the list for all them pretty things. The weekend gig at the local dive turns into magic, Jenny comes alive. Don't need no record deal or fancy show. Stack deal for 12, she's ready to go. And she goes. Jenny Jett never misses church on Sunday. But Saturday night belongs to rock and roll. She's got a week's worth of messing up that starts on Monday. So Jenny Jett lets it slide out of control. Jenny says her prayers at night. So all you little boys had better see the light. The only way you're gonna get her in your room is if she's playing on your stereo, breaking on the radio. See her on the video. Go, Jenny, go. Church on Sunday, but Saturday night belongs to rock and roll. She's got a week's worth of messing up that starts on Monday. So Jenny Jett lets it slide out of control. Jenny Jett never misses church on Sunday. But Saturday night belongs to rock and roll. She's got a week's worth of messing up that starts on Monday. And she knows that it's over. It's a sliding out of control.
Thunderbase Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Crash Kelly there with Jenny Jett. That was off of the band's 2008 release, One More Heart Attack. Sean Kelly and is obviously the man behind Crash Kelly there, and he put out a single, actually, last year called Touch Me, the first new music from Crash Kelly since that 2008 release, priming channels for a new studio record, perhaps. I don't know. I haven't heard much about a full length coming out, but it was a great single. So, I mean, Sean still has a songwriting chops, rather. And obviously, Sean has kept himself very, very busy over the years, doing a lot of songwriting, production work, playing with various Canadian hard rock bands as well. So he certainly isn't, you know, hurting for work these days, that's for sure. But a nice little tease there for another Crash Kelly album, maybe there. Touch Me is the new single, the song we heard there, Jenny Jett, off of 2008's One More Heart Attack. We also heard Jim Gillette in before that with Red Hot Rocket Ride, and that was off of Jim's solo record from 87 called Proud to Be Loud, predating Nitro, the band, by a couple of years at least. Yeah, OFR came out in 1989, so predating Nitro by a couple of years. Guitarist Michelangelo Badio also appearing on that solo record by Gillette, so that was sort of the beginning of their musical partnership. You're listening to Glam Rocks on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchuk here with you, part of Hair Raising Fridays every week here on CILU. All right, we're going to play some music now from Cheap Trick, and we are going to go back to the year 2000, and actually 2003 this record came out, and it was a nice little I was going to say a return to form, but I mean, Cheap Trick never really left their form all that much. I mean, they certainly dabbled in much synthier sounds in the 1980s, and then sort of went back to their more organic sound throughout the 1990s. And Special One definitely falls right into that category. Off of that record, here are the classic power popsters with Too Much here on Glam Rocks, CILU 102.7 FM.
Don't want to see you again. You're taking a little too much. Maybe it's my fault. Okay, you're taking away too much. Swimming in sorrow all day. We're faking it doesn't do much. Maybe you've fallen from grace. It's taking yeah.
Every star seems to glisten. It's a beautiful thing. You're all that I need. You're a vision. You are my obsession. You can tear up my heart, throw it away. Do anything. You are with me. In the empty streets, I whisper your name. I hear echoing all around me. You're driving me wild. Shine on you. Shadows are cold on the beach. It's a beautiful touch. You're all that I need. Our love is still within reach. You're driving me wild. I'm totally lost in your eyes. I wanna cry it out loud. Love is still the reason we try. Listen closely now.
Thunderbase Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Canadian rockers White Heat there with Listen Closely. Well, that's going to do it for another show. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. As I mentioned off the top of the show tonight, we're going to play some music tonight from a band called Tinted Windows. Played them on the show several times before. Great little power pop supergroup that put out one record back in 2009, a self-titled release. Speaking of Cheap Trick, who we played earlier, Cheap Trick's Bunny Carlos was in Tinted Windows as well, along with Smashing Pumpkins guitarist James Iha, Hanson's Taylor Hanson, and Fountains of Wayne's Adam Schlesinger on bass. And Adam Schlesinger, unfortunately, one of several musicians who has passed away, musicians and entertainers who have passed away recently, with COVID-19 being said as a cause of it. And Schlesinger, well known, obviously, for being the bass player in Fountains of Wayne. Of course, they had their big hit with Stacy's Mom back in the early 2000s. But Schlesinger, a very accomplished composer for movies, for stage shows as well, as other rock and pop projects as well. He was very, very multi-talented songwriter and musician. And I mean, I think he was only in his late 40s too. So it was quite a shock to hear that he had succumbed to the COVID-19 virus illness. So we're going to take the show out tonight with some music from Tinted Windows there. Here they are with Take Me Back. Have a great week, everybody. I'll talk to you in 7 days.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Retrospect.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Way down low?
Those are the words. It's a hump song.
It's a hump song.
When you hump, it's about humping.
Oh, get off.
Retrospect fans, Phil Gray here. Another episode produced in the Retrospect remote recording studio at my home. So please bear with me as the sound quality is not quite the same as the studio. But this is Retrospect episode 410. Thank you so much for joining me. We got it underway with the original recording of Lue Lue as done by Richard Berry, the writer of the song, with his band The Pharaohs, 1957. So why start with a track from 1957? Well, this weekend just gone, April 11th, Richard Berry's birthday, celebrated internationally as International Lue Lue Day. Now, I know there are several variations on that. This is the recognized International Lue Lue Day. So this episode, believe it or not, is entirely Lue Lue related. But bear with me, a few surprises. And there are so many versions of Lue Lue, certainly over 2,000 and counting, according to online Lue Lue experts. So we're going to include a few of those, also some sort of response tracks to Lue Lue. So the definitive version would be by the Kingsmen, but we're going to get back into it with one from Rockin' Robin Roberts, a 1961 recording, so predates the Kingsmen's version. Rockin' Robin Roberts was Lawrence Fool Roberts II, American singer, best known for his performances in the early 60s with the Wailers out of Tacoma, Washington. So they recorded Lue Lue in 1960, although for contractual reasons it was released under Rockin' Robin Roberts' name on a new record label established by the band called Etiquette Records. As a side note, Robin Roberts tragically killed in a head-on automobile accident after leaving a party, December 22nd, 1967. So this is Rockin' Robin Roberts' version of Lue Lue.